Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Welcome one, welcome all, or if I were pretending to be Jeremy Otto, hey everybody, excuse me, hey everybody.
Can we pull that from his update, please, David? I'm going to need that drop.
Sports. Welcome to the sports.
All right. So, also, Rico just figured out that Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway as he's following the Diddy trial live.
I thought it was the other way around, that he was trying to blow up Diddy's car.
I'm like, no.
Oh, boy.
It's a big day. Tigers 5-1, take the series, on to the next. And again, I know we've been a little light on Tiger talk this week because this isn't going to be the Chris Farley
Tigers
skit.
Tigers won again.
Chris Farley skit from SNL. Golly gee, Tigers are great. They're a really good baseball team. They got 120 games left.
Just so you, the fact. First time since 2006, Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball through 50 games.
And I understand you want to do the expectation thing when we do it. I mean, if we look, this can go one of two ways. This is live. We could go against everything on the show sheet if you wanted.
Oh.
No. Hear me before you decide. Like, let me tell you about the specials tonight.
Okay.
Let me just tell you about
How's the
specials.
Soup?
So, David, what's wrong? Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out what's happening here.
What's happening is I'm offering Rico options, balance and options. It's simple. We can go with the tush push staying, which I know is the greatest thing to happen in your life ever because you love that stupid play, and just about what rule you want to get rid of out of sports. But if you, here's the deal I will make you. If we do the Tigers expectation thing, don't break my balls the next 2 days about it.
No.
So you can have your Christmas present today. Don't be asking for another one tomorrow or Friday.
No.
Okay. Also, that haircut, criminal. That's ridiculous. So listen to me. Let's get after it, shall we? The tush push. Are we doing tush push? Okay. So
haircut.
That's.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to leave it alone. So listen,
he should be on one of those speed boats in the Everglades.
Okay, can we just, can we focus, please? I beg of you. Today, the tush push was voted 22-10 to stay in the NFL. The Lions proposal was withdrawn. Really weird to me. Regarding seeding and divisions. We talked about this yesterday. Which one would you rather have? Here's a question as we sit here today. All of us at one point or another have bitched about a certain rule in sports, right? Where you're just like, get rid of this. I hate this. This is stupid. If I ask you guys right now, right, the tush push is staying. I think it's terrible, but I can't. What am I going to say? It's here to stay. What is one thing if you could change in sports? One rule. But you only get one, right? There's only one genie. It's only coming out of that bottle one time. It could be any sport, professional or college, and it has to be one singular rule. And it might be, look, the tush push, Rico, you and I battle on it. I know it's a minor thing. It's more of an annoyance to me. But there are other rules people could change that would reshape the very sport they're talking about. So you can be as grandiose as you want or as petty, like me with the tush push.
Yes, you are.
So I wanted to kind of launch that, and then we can do some Tiger expectations tomorrow or Friday. I just, yeah, come on, will you please?
We're good.
Todd Jones anywhere. Looks like he's at the cocktail lounge. I tell you.
This is weird.
He's ready to party. No tie. Little open collar action. Kenny, he looks like you.
If only I looked that good,
see,
Michael.
If you had class.
If only I looked that good.
I'm going to do the handle looking like Todd Jones later in life.
This is that joint thing, right? Yeah. Where yeah.
No, that's weed.
Yeah, you got to ask Kevin about that one.
Okay. This is the joint broadcast thing, right?
Yeah, they have the St. Louis guy there. They have our guy there.
I don't know. I can't be bothered with any of it. It's just silently up on a monitor. I do think Kenny is going to look like Todd Jones later in life. I think that is a realistic outcome for Kenny.
Shaves the beard, but keeps the little Fu Man.
Well, eventually Kenny will have to grow up and he'll own a shirt with buttons. It's possible.
I thought we were talking rule changes. I caught it straight.
You know what?
First, here we go. 3 minutes of the show.
Rule changes. 248-539-9797. Mike, I'd like to start.
Yes, please.
As you like to say, in the sport that I ruined.
College football?
College football.
This is, you're going to use your one vote.
Yes.
What is it?
The rule that I want to be eliminated, if your knee hits the ground and no one touches you, you can still get up and run. The play is not dead.
This is your change?
Mike?
In all of sports?
Yes. Do you know how many times it's like, oh, the running back slipped, but he had 50 yards ahead of him, but he's now down. Yes, that's the rule for me. Your knee hits the ground and you're not like the NFL.
Okay.
You're not touched.
I will say
get up
this.
And run.
I agree with you to a certain extent that I would like to see more, what's the word I'm looking for? Between college and pro, kind of a unified rule front, like college hoops. Why don't we just play four quarters? Why don't we just have the three-point line?
That's my rule. That's what I want. I don't want halves. I want quarters in college basketball.
You know, I think it's the only organized college basketball that is halves.
But look at college. You only need 1 foot in bounds versus two. You knee down, you're down. Pros, you're not.
Right.
I get where you're going with it.
But how many plays would have been big-time plays, but the wide receiver or the running back slipped?
I know.
Knee touched the ground. Would have gotten the first down. Would have scored a touchdown, but nope. 2 yard loss. So that's it for me.
That's okay. No reconsideration. Nope. You're locking it in.
I mean, I had one for Kenny, but it was just to make fun of his sport. So
I think he just told you you were number one. David, do you want to think? Because you only get one.
No, mine is definitely the halves and quarters. I need college basketball to have quarters. I do not want halves. I'm sick of it. Just play like the NBA halves. It could be, of course, shorter time if you want that, but
hey, Izzo will still pull his starters 2 minutes into the game. It won't make a difference.
High school, AAU.
All of it. That's fine.
Women.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, because
WNBA.
You sounded like Ray Lewis in that song. Did you just hear that?
I did.
Now won't be the time. There might need to be a side-by-side right there. That was pretty strong by you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking a little more grandiose. And I don't know if this is going to be acceptable, but here we go. One portal window only. One. This is the portal date. This is the end.
Oh,
after that,
okay.
There ain't no leveraging. There's no negotiations.
There's no
leaving.
So one portal per year.
That's it.
That's all.
And here's where it starts. I'm going to do you one better. The day after the national championship, you have 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks. You didn't find a job after 2 weeks? You're not good enough to have a job.
I thought you were going to say they can only transfer once.
No, I don't want to hurt the kids. Do whatever you want. Do your little prostitution game, playing at 5 schools in 5 years. You're a town bike. Everybody gets a ride. Fine. 2 weeks. Not 2 days before the season. Not 4 weeks into the season.
Not after the spring game.
Not during bowl season. And not after spring ball. 2 weeks. That's it.
That's yours.
That would fix a lot that's wrong with the sport you ruined. That would be my rule.
See, I'm trying to make the sport that you say I ruined more enjoyable for you on Saturday when you swear up and down you're not watching.
Why? We don't complete forward passes. It doesn't matter. Like, well, at least not to the other team.
137 teams.
No, there's only one team in my heart.
Pick another one.
I want to.
Pick another
248-539.
I'll make you a deal. I'll get you the starter kit of the hat and the t-shirt and the jacket and the pullover. Pick a team.
See, you
and
can,
I'll get you started.
I think you can do it with pro sports. I don't think you can. Well, Doug Root's against his alma mater, so I guess anything's possible. I was just saying is like I don't think you can change college teams. You can. That no, you can't. I went there. You can't. I'm stuck. It's like being in the mafia. I can't just get out. You can't cross the street. The pros is different. It's all vapid. We with went the portal, to school. You can,
with the portal?
That's where I think kids are hoes. They're not loyal to nothing. Whatever happened to going to a place you wanted to go to school and playing for the coach you wanted to play, or they had your major and they paid you? Now it's just a big brothel. All right, I'll calm down. We're changing rules. Tush Push got voted in 22-10. Rico really strong-armed the voter pool. He was whipping up the votes like Frank Underwood in House of Cards. You got to put it next to the Ray Lewis thing, though. It's not the same. Side by side, or I'm not going to break. Oh, God, it's so perfect. All right. We'll get to business next. A lot of people want to speak on this. We're going to get to it. And I swear, Kenny, Todd Jones, 30 years from now, is Kenny. And Kenny is Todd Jones. There's going to be a day where they're going to call Kenny classy. That's my dream.
That's next week.
Jones looks classy. He looks like he's ready to go to a cocktail lounge.
He does, minus the hot dog hat. But
well, that's not a great look. All right, 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Straight to the people. The Tush Push has been voted on. It's staying 22-10. And it got us talking about, all right, if we get to make a rule change to any sport, what is it? For Rico, it is the no contact rule in college football. When you fall down and can't get back up, but yet on Sunday you can. For David, it's college hoops of all things. Get rid of halves, sync it up to the NBA. 24-second shot clock, four quarters. For me, it's a little more grandiose. One transfer window only. 2 weeks long after the national title game. But how are we going to build our rosters? It's not my problem. You have 2 weeks to find a job. That's it.
I think you know what I'm going to say about that. That's what the money's for.
He said, you know what I'm going to say about that? That's what the money's for.
Right, yeah, but
it's your job to build a team. That's what the money, literally, yes, that's what the money is,
yeah,
for.
Yeah, when college coaches are making $8, $10, $12 million, don't cry to me. But what's ridiculous is the portal being open during bowl season. I would get rid of all of it. It's all done. 2 weeks. That's it. And once you've made your choice, you're stuck. And we'll see you next year if like the choice you made.
So no going back? Or the 2 weeks, you got to, that's your window. You can go back if you want.
That's it. Okay. That's it. That's all. And I don't want to hear from you till the next year.
Figure out your life.
Gotcha. Let's get to the people. We go to Mike in Sterling Heights. Mikey, what's going on, bud?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Man, I've been watching hockey for 60 years, man. And get rid of icing, man. Come on, let's open the game up a little bit. I mean, I know the rule was back in the day, teams were about to lose the puck and they shoot it down the other end. But I'm seeing now mostly teams are trying to fast break and the guy don't get to quick enough. Just open up the game, man. Let's get rid of icing.
All right, let's bring Kenny Cott to the table. We've got Mike who wants cherry picking to be legal in the NHL. He wants icing gone, Kenneth.
Let's bring back the two-line pass. No, I'm fine with icing. It's just it's a stall tactic. For teams like, imagine you go up 3 goals or 2 goals, you're just dumping it down the ice anyway. So, I mean, I'm fine with it. I wouldn't change.
I think it should be more punitive to ice the puck. That would be my middle ground with you two. Here's what I think. You ice the puck, you lose the player for the rest of the game. Get out.
Jeez. The rest of the game?
I hate icing too, Mike. It drives me insane, but Kenny's right.
Yeah.
We can't take it out of the game. Otherwise, power plays would be useless. They'd have to be 10 minutes long.
You're just filibustering a game at that point.
Well, five on five.
Let's talk about the hybrid icing in the NHL, and college got a different icing and high school has a different icing. Come on.
Hold
man.
On. There are three different icings in the three different levels of hockey?
The only two icings that I'm aware of is the touch versus no touch, and they got rid of the touch icing or the no touch icing or the touch icing they got rid of because people were just ramming into each other.
But that was the best part.
That was cool.
If you wanted to actually ice the puck, you were going to get destroyed.
But that was also in the era of like in the NFL when they had segments based on those things too on TV. So
okay.
Maybe not the best idea.
Probably not. All right, we go over to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, pal?
Hey, I also was thinking along the lines of the NHL, what do you think about if a team is trailing in the third period and the team that's ahead decides to haul their guy down with, say, like 10 seconds left, why not extend the period until the power play would be over?
Kenny?
That's always bugged me, too, because it becomes basically open season after the last, like, minute or so. When, especially in the playoffs, you see guys just crunch other guys.
I have a solution. Here, let me fix all
of hockey. Them from the league.
No, I'll fix all of hockey's ills. Any penalty called in the last minute of a hockey game is an automatic penalty shot. Done.
That would eliminate a lot of that. But also it would eliminate a lot of the drama at the end of the game. I would make it a fine.
I can't be everything to everyone, Kenneth.
So you're fixing all of hockey in one swoop?
Well, I can't fix the poverty nature of it unless we put them on like a WIC program or something.
Mine for Kenny is...
Dude, that was coming.
You know what? Either you win or you lose. There's no point for going to overtime.
I don't hate that either. I never liked the two-point system. But then at that point, just turn it into the NBA. No points, nothing.
But
just for record.
But Dave, if that's the one rule in sports you got to change, last minute of the game... It's a penalty shot. Agree or disagree?
You know what? I would take that over what it currently is.
Right, because right now there's no benefit. You could take a stupid penalty and you have to kill off 11 seconds. It's not punitive. So hey, take that same penalty. And now, look, I don't love shootouts, but it's something. I think that's a good one, Dave. I wouldn't mind it.
That's actually a pretty good rule.
I try. We go to Mike.
Would you take that over the portal?
No.
Okay.
No. The portal is completely destroying college football.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have rules. The transfer portal on surface, I don't hate. Players have options. No problem. But my God, we have what are there, 3 portal windows a year?
Yes.
Okay. That's done. Enough. You signed your contract.
Well, technically 4, because if your coach leaves, you have 30 days. You could also go into the portal at any time.
Good God. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, pal?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Good, Mike.
I just wanted to say real quick, long-time listener, big-time fan of you guys. Thank you for your commitment to Detroit Radio. But the rule I'd like to change is the fourth down rule in the NFL with pass interferences and defensive holding.
Okay.
It kind of drives me up a wall when a team that's got like a 4th and 20, you know, they get a pass interference against them or whatever, and now all of a sudden it's a first down and they have a chance to win the game. I think it should remain a 15-yard penalty.
But not an automatic first down.
But not an automatic first down, correct.
I'll tell you the other alteration you'd have to make, and I would file it under the same rule. Do you know the biggest culprit, Mike? Is I know normally if we're watching a game and you see this happen, the rage takes over. It's defensive holding, which is only a 5-yard penalty, but it's an automatic first down. See, I think
it's the bailout for the refs.
Right. What I would like to do, and Mike, tell me if this would be amenable to you. I think we get rid of defensive holding and illegal contact. We just have pass interference. It is either pass interference or it is not. And on a fourth down, I'm going to allow a little bit more physical play. And while I'll award you the yardage, I will not give you an automatic first down. Would that work?
I think that's a great idea. Especially the defensive holding part, because players will say it all the time, regardless of where you look, there's going to be holding on every play.
Correct.
And there's never really going to be any winning in that discussion. So if you get rid of defensive holding and you get rid of all that and it's just pass interference, then you could say, hey, your player made a mistake and he cost your team. You know, it's bigger than just blaming the refs and blaming the rules.
So you're saying like 4th and 12, Mike, and there's pass interference 15 yards down the field.
You get a first down because it's more than the first down marker.
Okay.
But yeah, what Mike's point is,
first down.
4th and 19, I'll make it 4th and 4, but you're not getting a first down on that deal. It's not happening. We're going to replay the down. I'm tired of that. And what Mike's right about, and you see this all the time, 3rd and 9, defensive holding, and it's a 5-yard penalty, but it's an automatic get out of jail free card. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
Yeah, I think it's kind of. The genesis of that was like the NBA breakaway rule, where I got a clear cut to the basket and you grab me intentionally. I think the same with defensive holding. There was no safety back there. I was about to take this to the house, but you didn't pass it. You held me and I get where it comes from. Yeah, but I'm with you. I'll allow that.
Okay. Progress. That. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll continue with the callers. Everybody's amped up. And again, am I annoyed that Tush Bush is staying in the NFL? Of course I am. But we get to change a rule, and I have something much more important to change in sports. Yes, David?
I would love for the Major League Baseball to adopt a salary floor. Someone else says, rule change, NFL overtime, you start at the 50, alternating offense and defense.
Can I go back to the salary floor for a second? Here's what I would really prefer. You either have the money or you don't have the money. Can we please, like I was doing some research on the NBA salary cap this summer, both for Pistons purposes, but the Celtics. You need a PhD to fully understand the NBA, CBA, and its tax aprons. You either have money under the cap or you do not have money under the cap. It's the same thing with the luxury tax in baseball, or us famously saying the cap ain't real. The NHL doesn't matter. They're paying their guys in loonies and toonies. It's for the non-poverty leagues. I'm tired of the cap stuff. It's like a checking account. You either are liquid or you are not. End.
No, you're exactly right. Because there are ways the Pistons signed Malik Beasley. Now you're becoming an apron team because you're going at, like, I don't understand it.
It's
if you have cap space, you have cap space.
But I think it's designed to be complicated because the cap's not real. So therefore, if we confuse you, you can't call us on this.
Or you have this amount of money to spend.
Yeah.
So what's your payroll?
Yeah.
You can't exceed this.
So you treat it like an actual banking account.
Like an actual salary cap.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Hockey don't need one. They make like $8 a game. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. You were screening a call. I didn't think you could hear
that. Trace, left and right.
Well, I got
left,
catching up to do. Right. You missed a couple of that. What do you want? We're just making up for it. That's all.
Maybe we should start a GoFundMe for the NHL.
Yeah. I think that works. A UNICEF type thing.
Right. Doctors Without Borders, NHL edition. All right, we're good. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.